Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm great, Jay. You know why? Because Uncle Stevie, and I hate that. I hate it.
Al hates it, too.
It's worse than Danny Dimes. It's so stupid. It's not even funny, but Steve Cohen finally opened the checkbook and brought in a extremely solid relief pitcher, and I think this is good. This is good things are coming. People are paying attention now, and I think Sandy Alderson got this one right. This is going to be a guy that's going to be a back end of the bullpen guy. He's going to throw it about 96 miles an hour. He's got a full array of pitches. He was a starter at one time. He had the Tommy John surgery in 2017. He was a good pitcher for the Twins, and I think it's a really, really good, solid, you know, two-year, $15 million signing is exactly the type of thing that this team needs. It's not just about the big splashes. You got to have other guys that are going to make a difference, too. Now they got to tender most likely Steven Matz, maybe Gesellman, and, you know, who knows if they're done tweaking with the bullpen or not, but it's a good, solid signing. So it's a good sign for all of us as Met fans, but it's only the appetizer. This sure is just the appetizer.
This is the basket of bread.
Right, exactly.
This isn't even the appetizer.
Right, we're getting there, boys and girls. So I'm pretty happy about this. When I saw this yesterday, you know, I was watching on Twitter. Everybody was like, well, I thought Trevor Bauer, you know, and it may just turn out to be the year of the Trevors. If Trevor Bauer does sign with the Mets and, you know, and Trevor Lawrence ends up with the Jets, and we could have three different Trevors around here. I saw somebody actually put out on Twitter the three Trevors as opposed to the three tenors and, you know, put them all in, you know, their outfits and everything else like that. So I actually,
who are the three tenors? Can you name them all?
Pavarotti.
All right. Pavarotti was one.
Next.
Placido Domingo was another. Does anybody have the third?
Al.
Anybody? Eddie?
I don't remember.
We named the two. Someone else has got to come up with the third. The three tenors. What a reference.
Just yes. Google it.
Yes.
Who was the third friggin'? It wasn't Andrea Bocelli. He came later. The blind opera singer. I don't believe he was a part of the three tenors.
You know what? This is culturizing right now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The three twos. That's a reference that probably 80% of our audience has no idea who the hell the three tenors are.
Jose Carreras.
Jose Carreras. How could we forget Carreras? Come on. What a way to start today. We forgot Carreras.
That's not good. But anyway, so maybe there will be three Trevors here in New York playing for our respective teams, the Mets and the Jets. You know, it's a good start. Like I said, it's a solid foundational start. It's an ad. It's a solid ad. And I don't think anybody anywhere would dispute that. I haven't seen 1 ounce of criticism in regards to this signing.
It's the bolstering of the bullpen, Boomer, as they say.
Well, there's a lot of arms out there, and you got to have arms. And you might as well have one that throws 96 miles an hour and has a repertoire of pitches where he can either pitch in the seventh or the eighth inning as, you know, Edwin Diaz is going to open up as the closer again. So Edwin had a little bit of a bounce back year this year, and hopefully he'll be even better next year. But right now, you know, this is what I would consider a very smart kind of addition that when all the other stuff starts happening, this will kind of fall under the radar. And then when the season starts, this guy is going to be in some high leverage situations and he's going to end up having to set up, you know, either the setup man or he will become the setup man himself, which also means most likely that Seth Lugo goes and stays in the starting rotation.
Can I throw a hypothetical at you there, Boomer?
I love hypotheticals.
I didn't know if you were a hypothetical guy or you didn't like hypotheticals.
I don't mind hypotheticals as long as they're realistic.
All right. Well, I don't know how realistic this is. Well, it is kind of realistic. Let's say that Steve Cohen had not bought the team, all right, and it was still the Wilpons. And the Wilpons brought back Sandy, and they got rid of Brody Van Wagenen, and everything else was the same, except that Steve Cohen wasn't the owner. And the Mets were out there operating without a general manager, and it was just, hey, whatever the hell, we'll bring this guy in, maybe we'll bring that guy in. Would we be crushing the Mets because it was the Wilpons for not doing business with a general manager and then having Sandy do it, who said he didn't really want to do it?
But he can do it.
I know, but I'm just saying, we're kind of...
Yeah, but the thing about it is, Jay, you got to understand something. Sandy Alderson comes with a wealth of experience. It's one of the reasons why Steve Cohen wants him. And I know, the hypothetical goes back to the Wilpons doing this without a general manager, you know, and it's almost by... Under that ownership, it may feel like it's a little bit scattered. I still think right now, because it's Sandy Alderson doing the picking, and he's using the baseball people that he knows that were left behind after he left.
Sure,
I'm good with it, man. I totally get it, and I want to. And the thing also too is you want to find the right fit for the front office. That's the most important thing. At the end of the day, when all of this stuff, you know, settles and the dust settles and all the nonsense settles and the Twitter and the social media and the free agents land wherever they land, you know, then if you can't get a general manager now, you can still fall back on Sandy Alderson. That's the brilliance of bringing him back. That's why I'm okay with all of this. I know that a lot of the baseball writers are, you know, lambasting the Mets right now because they don't have the general manager in place because it doesn't meet their timelines and all that other stuff. But what they tend to forget is that you have a guy that is so deep and so and has such a wealth of experience that he's not going to be, you know, telling Steve Cohen, you know, the wrong thing or bringing in the wrong players.
No, I trust Sandy.
I think this is a sign of that.
Yeah, I trust Sandy. What I don't like about it is that they went in with a plan.
Guns a-blazing.
No, but they went in with a big plan.
Yeah.
So, and I guess you can give them credit for adjusting on the fly and not having it hold them back, but their plan was to hire two people. A VP of baseball operations, which looks good on a business card, and a general manager. Then they scrap that plan. Then we're just going to hire a general manager. And so far, that's not going so well. It's not going well.
I understand that, but the thing is...
So now it's just going to be Sandy Alderson and Steve Cohen's traveling circus. That's what it is.
No, it's not a traveling circus at all, and that's the last thing. When I think of Sandy Alderson, I don't think of traveling circus. I think of professionalism. I think of somebody who thinks things through. I think somebody who has had to work both in a budgeted area or an arena in which he didn't have the money to spend. So, you know, by hook or by crook, you got to just figure out how to put a baseball team together. And for the most part, he's been an extremely successful executive in that regard. Now he has the money. Now he has the resources. And, you know, that with that comes a ton of pressure. And I always tell you, the pressure part of it is a privilege for whoever.
Garrett Cole stole that line
right,
and used it in his opening press conference as a
Yankee. Whoever has, you know, the acumen and the stones to come in here and become the general manager or the VP of baseball ops, whatever it is, you know, is going to have to understand that there are going to be expectations. And not everybody wants that. You know, everybody, you know, there's a level of comfort that people desire. You know, they are happy with what they have. They don't want more. You know, they feel like they've reached a certain, you know, level with wherever they are, and they're happy with it. If you got this job, this job would be a high profile, in your face, pressure every single day. And if you got it right, much like we always talk about the Knicks, whoever is making the decisions over there, if you get it right, you know, you're going to be etched in stone forever as one of the great executives for the local team. So I you know, they're trying to find the right guy. They have the right guy right now, and I trust everything that he's doing.
So why not just keep him doing everything at this point? Because I do believe that the pressure part of it, as you talk about, is a repellent to some candidates.
Yes.
But I also think that guys say, all right, you know, Sandy's there. Sandy's done this before for that team. They're already out there making signings. I'm going to come in, make a lateral move from where I'm at to do exactly what? You know, that would be the thing that I would be afraid of. Like, let's say, like, the pressure part of it, anybody who doesn't want to be a part of that thing. Like, I always hated when you'd hear college basketball coaches like, I don't want to go to UCLA. I'm happy here at Midwestern Schmucko State where we can go to the tournament. Like, I hated that.
Hey, I don't want to take the Mets. I'm happy with the Twins.
I don't like that.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You don't
I always criticize those guys. But if I'm one of these general managers, what I would be afraid of is not being able to do what I wanted to do. That would be the thing. Like, hold on. You're going to hire me. Theo Epstein's out there dangling maybe next. Maybe.
Well,
but still.
Well, that's a part of it. That's definitely a part of it.
But so, and Sandy's already making moves. And Sandy's been the general manager of this team before. And he's back. And he's sort of acting as the VP of baseball operations. You're going to bring me in and do what?
All right. Okay.
Get the Starbucks in the morning?
No. We've been in the Steve Cohen era for just a month already. Yeah. Right? Just a month. It's a month.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to see them starting to spend some money, and we're starting to see that. He hired Sandy Alderson for a reason. The reason he hired him is, number one, he wanted to get okayed by the rest of the owners, and by hiring somebody like Sandy, I think that quells any of the fears that other owners may have, that here comes in this guy and he's going to just be a crazed man. He's going to be signing everybody to all these crazy contracts. That's not going to happen. They'll get the right contracts. And as you said yesterday, and I think you pointed it out, because I was getting a little antsy.
Yeah, for sure.
And you were saying, in due time, in due time.
They'll get there.
Right. So I'm telling you right now, in due time, they'll get there. But I like the signing, and I like the fact that, you know, it is Sandy Alderson and he is running the show. By the way, Sandy just came through a bout of cancer. Sandy is 73 years old. He looks great.
He doesn't want to do this forever.
Right. He doesn't look like he's 73 years old. So he is going to be a placeholder. I don't even want to call him that, but I think that's really what he is right now.
I think that's what he wants.
Well, okay. And then he will find the right guy that will come and run this team. So I do trust in him. I really do.
I do, too. I just, at this point, let him run the whole thing. So you got two options. One is you hire a guy who is a younger guy, who isn't a general manager right now for another team. So it's not a lateral move.
How about one of the guys he has on his staff now?
That too. Someone like that, who this would be a promotion for that guy. And then that person watches Sandy do business, and if they feel in those couple of years when Sandy's running the show that this guy, whoever it is ready to take over, you make that transition. That's one option, because the lateral move thing's not working with other guys in other organizations. It's just not. No one's going to come here for whatever their reason is. Well, the other option is that Sandy keeps this thing together for a year. They have a dialogue with Theo Epstein. They find out what he wants, and then it's his organization as soon as next year.
That could be the case, too. That's another thing. So if that's what eventually that they'll settle on, I think everybody would be happy about that. But I wake up this morning as a Met fan. I see that they signed Trevor May. They spent $15 million on him for 2 years, and he's going to be a back-end bullpen arm. I like it. I like it because if Sandy thinks that this is a guy that's going to help our team and he's going to make us a better team, and I trust Sandy's judgment. I really do. I don't know what else to tell you. So I would say trying to arrange a marriage or a shotgun marriage just because some guy's got some name and he's had some success somewhere else, maybe in a small market city, this is not for everybody. But it is for Sandy, and he'll handle it, and he'll control the narrative, and he'll be fine. So I do think, from a professional standpoint, you know, sometimes the decisions that you decide against or don't make are the better of the decisions that you could have made. Meaning that, you know, he probably has six or seven guys on his list that he wanted to interview, and all those guys came in, he interviewed them, and maybe he did offer it to somebody. We don't know that yet. If he didn't, he has a reason for that. And maybe that reason is, you know what, I could just feel like this guy is not going to be right for this job. And if he doesn't hire somebody, then that's a good decision. If he feels that person would not fit in here. Like you and I were talking about the Knicks. We were saying, man, I hope to God they don't sign Carmelo Anthony.
Sure. Yep.
You know, and they really wanted him. So Carmelo did them a huge favor by going back out to Portland. And because you know how that would have been criticized here. And we would have been leading that criticism, because that's not what I want to see as a Knicks fan. I'd rather see the guys that they have right now and see what they can do.
Yeah, I'd rather have them win three games the entire year.
And get the number one draft pick.
Well,
but at least
it's harder now, but yeah.
But I want to see exactly what they have with this young group of players. I know it's not going to be a playoff team. I know it's not going to be a championship team. I know that Brooklyn has all the star power and everything else, and Kevin Durant is back and all that other stuff. I can deal with that. I'd much rather deal with that than a team that wins 20 games and has aging superstars and eating up $50 million.
NBA purgatory. It's the worst place to be in pro sports.
But they're not, you know, they're set up for the future is what they are. And we have to be patient as fans. Like I was saying with the New York Rangers. Now, we caught two breaks with the Rangers. And hopefully both of these breaks will turn out to be great players. We got the number two pick in Kaapo Kakko 2 years ago. And we got the number one pick this year. In Alexis Lafreniere. So if these two guys turn out to be as good as we drafted and as lucky as we got to get them, then those guys can be foundational players along with our goaltending, and we'll have a great run with these kids. Now that's what it's going to take for the Knicks. The Knicks are going to need a major break at the top of the draft next year. That's ultimately what it's going to come down to, and hopefully they're able to draft a top-end point guard that is going to bring energy and spread the ball around for them and sell tickets to fans again if we can enjoy basketball.
Right. I think you need to see R.J. Barrett and Obi Toppin be great
this
year for what they are, and that would really help.
Maybe
and then
unlock Kevin Knox.
Well,
Mitchell Robinson grows.
Mitchell Robinson is a part of that, too. Kevin Knox I put on the outside looking in. Basically, it's R.J. Barrett, Mitchell Robinson, Obi Toppin. That's your core of those guys.
Emmanuel Quickly?
Well, he's a second-round pick, we'll see.
I don't care.
He's a second-round pick. You should, because second-round picks in the NBA very rarely making big impacts. Mitchell Robinson has. You know, Mitchell Robinson has.
I take umbrage at it because I was a second-round pick.
In the NBA you were?
No, not in the NBA.
Well, and we're talking about the NBA.
But I feel a kindred spirit with guys who, you know, for whatever reason, fell in the draft.
Well, it's a little different in the NBA.
I don't care.
You know,
I fell in the draft.
Okay, so yeah, that'd be great. But really, those three guys, and then catching a break in the draft, and then having the free agents out there next year take notice of it and say something's being built in New York. I want to go there, and I want to be the guy there. That's what they need.
You know, the other thing too, I will say that is good for the Mets. You obviously see the players speaking out and talking about how excited they are that there is new ownership. All right, so from Dellin Betances, you know, who was off last year, to Steven Matz, who will probably be tender today, to Stroman, who took his $18 million option, and, you know, all these guys are all singing the praises. You know, Noah Syndergaard, everybody.
Sure.
The only person we really haven't heard from was Jacob deGrom. But then again, we never hear from him.
Yeah, I mean, it would be bizarre if we heard from him. He's just so quiet. It's the way he goes about his business. I'm sure he's thrilled. Everybody's thrilled so far. I can't imagine. You think that Jacob deGrom is not saying anything because he doesn't like the new regime? Is that what you're implying?
No. It's going to be interesting that if they do sign Trevor Bauer, and Trevor Bauer wants more per year than, you know, what Gerrit Cole got last year, maybe not the length, but maybe more in per year salary, that would be almost double what Jacob deGrom is making.
Yeah, I'm on record as I don't like Trevor Bauer coming here. I'm on record for that now. I did like it at first. I have changed my mind on that. Right. I reserve the right to change my mind, and I have changed my mind on
that. So Trevor May happens to be a big Twitch guy.
Trevor May's on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. He's a big gamer.
Trevor May.
Big gamer.
We're talking about Trevor May, not Trevor Bauer.
I'm talking about Trevor May.
Trevor May, big Twitch guy.
Yes.
You know, I was just looking up famous Trevors. There's not a lot of them. There's not a lot of famous Trevors.
But for whatever reason, Trevor, obviously, why do you think that name became so popular?
I have no idea. So, like think about, like, how many Trevors.
Was there somebody on TV, Trevor?
No.
Like 25 years ago?
Well, all right. So I have a list
here.
Not a
big Trevor guy. It's not a name that
Neither have I. It never would cross my mind to name anything Trevor. A plant, a child.
A dog?
A dog. No, never Trevor. Now, no disrespect to Trevor. It's just not on my radar. You know, and I was looking up famous Trevors. There's not a lot of famous, like this list of famous Trevors. You'd never get the first.
All right, give me a list. So the first guy
on this list.
Guy or girl?
Sometimes
they're a girl named Trevor.
No, I have not. I don't think it's one of those unisex names.
Okay.
Trevor Horn. You know who that is? Anybody? Musician? Trevor Horn? No. Number two, Trevor Nunn. You know Trevor Nunn? These are horrendous Trevors. There's no famous Trevors. Trevor Howard. Do you know Trevor Howard?
Actor.
There you go. Okay.
There's a Trevor Noah dude who is a host of some sort of show.
Yeah, Trevor Noah is on Comedy Central. He's got a show. He did The Daily Show, right? He took that over. Trevor Immelman.
Golfer.
There you go.
Got it.
Trevor Francis.
Architect?
I don't even know what he is, actually. It doesn't even say here, Trevor Francis, what the hell he is. It's just
so why do they got him on a list, then?
It's just a...
How do you put a list together?
He's always an English footballer, is what Trevor Francis was. Famous English footballer.
Okay.
All right. But my point is that Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Hoffman...
There you go.
Trevor Lawrence could be the most famous Trevor in the history of the world if he works out. I think he could.
What about Trevor Bauer right now?
Yeah, but Trevor Bauer could be fine. You know, if he wins another Cy Young,
that'd
goes to the Hall of Fame.
Like if you have, if Trevor Lawrence goes to the Super Bowl with the Jets and wins it,
he's the most famous Trevor to ever live. Just like that.
True.
Like you can't. I mean, come on. Like do you think? Are you the most famous Boomer? That's a nickname, though. Like the most Norman Lear, you're never going to be able to be more famous than him.
Norman Mailer.
Yeah, that's just, it's impossible.
Yeah, but I go by Boomer.
Yeah,
and
well, that's different, though.
I was Boomer before I was Norman.
And you were, that. Were you Boomer before Chris Berman was referred to as Boomer?
Oh, yeah, he referred to himself as Boomer, yes. That doesn't, he, that
And what
doesn't
about
count.
Boomer Wells?
I'm not sure when David got it.
Definitely you were before him. You
had but I don't know when he got the nickname. I had the nickname while I was still inside my mother. Okay, just so you understand that.
Oh, we know, in utero.
Yes.
Yes, the kicking, and that's where it came
right,
from.
Exactly. Right, exactly. What are you laughing at?
I mean, just how upset you got there about this whole thing. I mean, you just, the way you said that was hilarious. I'm sorry. It just, it was. You were very, what's that, indignant, I believe is the word I'm looking for. So that's all. But think about that. Trevor Lawrence. That's what I'd be telling Trevor Lawrence if I were someone advising him. You go to the Jets, and you have success there, and win a Super Bowl. You will be the most famous Trevor to have ever lived in the history of the human race.
And I think Boomer is the most famous Boomer.
I think so, too, actually.
Not the most famous Norman, but the most famous Boomer.
Okay. That's fair. I believe he's the most famous Boomer. But he can't. It's impossible for
and
him to be.
And who did the people at the Wasabra choose?
Oh, but yeah, right.
Yeah, but that's a different thing.
No, but that was...
Yeah, but...
But it's still Boomer. They could have gone with another Boomer. They could have gone with any Boomer at all. They chose you because it's Boomer. But you can't be the most famous Norman. That's impossible.
No, I don't...
You're not. You're not. That's
Norman
very,
Rockwell.
Very hard to do. Yeah, it's just... That's... There's too many
Norman. He might be the most famous Norman Julius.
Fair. But now we're just moving the goalposts.
We're making stuff up.
Yeah. But not as famous as Orange Julius.
That is very true.
Yeah, that's right, Al. Thank you. So, but for Trevor Lawrence, there is no doubt that he could be the most famous Trevor ever to live. And right now, Trevor Bauer's got a shot there, too. But Trevor Hoffman is going to be tough. He's not even the most famous Trevor to have played baseball yet. But Trevor Hoffman, he probably has it. But Trevor Lawrence could be the dude. He could
Trevor,
be the guy.
Trevor.
There's no other famous Trevors.
Is Hoffman in the Hall of Fame?
I believe so. I don't know. All our listeners over 85 right now are screaming.
Just Google it.
Trevor Hoffman.
The thing is, when you Google...
Yeah, he's in there.
When you Google...
2018.
List of famous boomers, what you get is people born
baby
as
boomers.
Baby boomers.
Yes. Yeah. And that is a big list.
Right. Yeah, I mean... I was shocked when you kept saying Trevor and the three Trevors and the three tenors, and I'm thinking Trevors. I'm like,
well, I didn't come up with the three Trevors. Somebody else did on Twitter. I don't know who it was.
Well,
I should probably give them credit for it, but I saw it. I thought it was kind of unique. But then I was thinking, yeah, I mean, Trevor May, Trevor Bauer, and Trevor Lawrence.
And are the three tenors? I know two of them are dead. Is the third one the one we couldn't place?
Carreras, is he dead? Is Carreras dying? Before we go to a break, I'm going to find out if...
You guys want to play Dead or Alive?
Jose Carreras. Is alive or dead? We could. No, he's alive, Carreras. He's 73. Wow, look at him.
He's the same age as Sandy Alderson.
Does he go on tour as the one tenor? I wonder. Does he still have that? Well, he can't go on tour right now. But
well, it could
I
be like
the
tickets
that.
We give. Come see the surviving members of
the three tenors. Yeah, Jose Carreras. That's right. the surviving members of Cream at the Beacon Theater. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network and Radio.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.